here's a story from The World.
It is official. Japan has a new prime minister. After almost 8 years in power, Shinzo Abe is stepping down, citing health reasons. The country's new leader is Abe's longtime disciple.
よって、 菅 義偉君をもって 当選者と決定いたしました。
His name is Yoshihide Suga, and he was chosen by his party to steer Japan through some rough waters. The COVID-19 pandemic, a sluggish economy, and his predecessor's unfinished mission to restore some of Japan's past glory. The World's Patrick Nguyen helps break down what this means for Japan and the world. Why was Suga chosen to lead the country, Patrick?
Well, he's a very predictable, stable choice. He's 71. He's not too flashy. He's known as a workaholic. And the main takeaway here is he is going to carry on the legacy of Shinzo Abe. He's basically been Abe's right-hand man. And the word that comes to my mind when I think of Suga is loyal. One important thing, Marco, to understand is that Japanese politics is dominated by this elite circle with many politicians coming from influential families. And Suga was not born into that world. His dad was a strawberry farmer. He used to drive a truck at a fish market, and he worked his way into politics slowly, starting off on a city council. And he got this reputation for being competent and loyal to more powerful figures like Abe. And so it's expected that he will loyally carry out the agenda of the party. And that party is the Liberal Democratic Party, which, despite its name, runs conservative, and it's run Japan almost every year since the 1950s. And I spoke to an analyst named Koichi Nakano, who explained what the party's modern agenda is.
It's often quite flexible with the ideology. More recently, under Mr. Abe, it has taken a turn to the right. And actually, even Steve Bannon praised Mr. Abe for being Trump before Trump. Even before President Trump came up with Make America Great Again, Mr. Abe campaigned on the slogan of taking back Japan.
I think we can expect Suga to continue that nationalist streak.
So with this emphasis that Suga's placed on continuity with Abe's leadership, how will that actually play out?
Well, this has been his main message. I am going to carry out the policies of Shinzo Abe and even the cabinet. He's mostly keeping all of Abe's cabinet. And so for Japanese people, they're going to see a lot of the same faces from the Shinzo Abe years, and it's not going to look very different from the past 8 years.
So let's look at foreign policy, for example. Japan's one of America's top allies in the world. How will Suga affect that relationship with the U.S.?
Well, he's definitely expected to keep pushing Abe's foreign policy, which has been really pro-American. The two countries have this mutual distrust of China, and that's bringing them closer together. You know, Marco, a lot of world leaders have at some point been frustrated with President Trump, but not Abe, who's always got along with him really well, especially on the golf course. I asked Professor Nakano if he expects the new prime minister to get along with Trump as well.
America is going through a very turbulent period. And so even if Mr. Suga wants to meet Mr. Trump as soon as possible and to be liked by President Trump, well, maybe he's not going to have time for that.
And what he means there, Marco, is Trump might not have time to think much about Japan, especially going into the election. You know, Japan is this huge economic force in the world, but especially in Asia, and it's really active in diplomacy on the side of the world. But Professor Nakano told me that he thinks this is one of Suga's biggest weaknesses.
Mr. Suga has very little to show in terms of foreign policy expertise or experience or even interest. And so he's a complete novice who's going to try to learn a new trick.
Patrick, can we expect Yoshihide Suga to remain prime minister for long?
That's a really good question. It's hard to say. So far, he's been chosen to lead by his party and not the general public. So the next general election is in about a year in 2021. So he could wait until then, or he could call a snap election and prove that he's got the support of the Japanese public. Or the party could let him stay on for a while, but then replace him, if he ends up not being so hot, with someone younger and more dynamic before the general election. So we'll see if people do embrace him. I mean, he's a pretty serious guy, personality-wise, maybe even a bit stern. He doesn't drink. He's a workaholic. He's not flashy. But, you know, in a pandemic and in a bad economy, maybe the public doesn't want someone who's being bombastic, you know, on Twitter and someone who likes drama. I think the deal with Suga is, like him or not, you know what you're getting.
Well, either way, Yoshihide Suga, the new prime minister, is a new chapter for Japan. The World's Asia correspondent, Patrick Nguyen, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.